Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. Welcome to episode 301. If you're interested in getting started with high-ticket dropshipping, I have a free niches list of the 99 most profitable products for high-ticket dropshipping. Go check it out at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. Today I'm going to talk to you about mindset, a fixed mindset versus a growth mindset. So there's two different types of mindsets that really have been, pinpointed over the years, two different types of ways you can go about looking at things in your life. And specifically with business, these two mindsets can make a huge difference, okay? So let's look at the fixed mindset, what that is and what it means. Fixed mindset is basically intelligence is static, okay? It leads to a desire to look smart and therefore a tendency to avoid challenges, give up easily, see efforts as fruitless or worse, ignore useful negative feedback, feel threatened by the success of others, and as a result, they may plateau early and achieve less than their full potential. All this confirms a deterministic view of the world, okay? If this sounds like you, that's okay. You can improve. This kind of thing will definitely hold you back in life. It's going to keep you from growing. It's going to keep you from improving. It's going to keep you from being able to start, grow a successful business. Really, you have to look at things a lot differently in order to be able to actually succeed in life, okay? So if you find that you're, avoiding challenges instead of embracing them, if you find that you're giving up easily when you run into obstacles instead of persisting in the face of setbacks, if you find that you're seeing effort as fruitless or worse instead of seeing it as a path to mastery, if you're finding that, you ignore useful negative feedback in the form of criticism instead of learning from it, and if you find that you feel threatened by the success of others, instead of finding lessons and inspiration in the success of others, you really are going to achieve less than your full potential. Okay, what we're really trying to go for in life is having a growth mindset, because growth mindsets will help you improve yourself, and it will allow you to actually create a better life for yourself. Okay, so having a growth mindset basically is intelligence can be developed, okay? It's having a good attitude, first and foremost. You don't necessarily need to know everything in the world in order to have a growth mindset. In fact, you don't need to know anything. You just need to know that you don't know this and that you want to learn it, okay? It leads to a desire to learn and therefore a tendency to embrace challenges instead of avoiding them, persisting in the face of setbacks instead of just giving up easily when they happen, seeing effort as the path to mastery, instead of it as being just fruitless, okay? And learning from criticism instead of ignoring it. And also finding lessons and inspiration in the success of others instead of feeling threatened by them. As a result, you'll reach ever higher levels of achievement, and all this will give you a greater sense of free will. So keep that in mind, that having a growth mindset is really going to help you in life, and it's going to help you get further. It's going to help you build a more profitable business. It's going to help you build a team. And it's going to help you understand people around you better so that you can better put up with stuff and you can learn certain skill sets a lot easier as well. So instead of having that kind of limiting belief, definitely focus on having a belief in the world that will help you grow, okay? And when it comes to e-commerce, you might have limiting beliefs, or you might even have just things that you think are true that aren't actually true. I have a lot of people come to me and say, does this really work? Well, it's just a limiting belief that it doesn't work that you might have, or you might just not believe it because maybe someone said something to you. So you don't need to listen to everything everybody says, okay? First and foremost, take everything with a grain of salt and do your own research, okay? And try to, understand things more foundationally. Don't just look at the top of it and think, oh, well, it's probably just another one of those things, because not everything is the same, okay? When people come to me and they say, I don't know that this is the right way to go about it, or you're doing something, but shouldn't it rather be do it this way? The problem is they don't have as much experience as me. So when I have 10 plus years of e-commerce, I know what works and what doesn't. And they come to me and they say, I don't really think it should be done this way. I think it should be done that way. And they only have like a month or two of e-commerce experience. It doesn't really make sense, right? So why would you go to a friend and ask them for advice on something when they don't have any experience in it? That doesn't make any sense either. Okay, so don't take what your friends and family members have to say about something if they don't have any experience with it in real world. as being the truth, okay? Listen to mentors, obviously people that just want to, you know, make you feel like you can get rich quick are not people you should listen to. People that tell you reasonable advice that actually makes sense, you know, and aren't trying to just sell you on a dream, that makes sense, okay? So, you know, what I really try to do is I really try to help people to establish their growth mindset when they come into my business, when I hire them. Because the best way that they can grow and then they can make more money by working for me is by growing in the company, taking on more tasks, learning more things, and eventually becoming a manager, someone who can hire and train people for me. I would still do the hiring for the most part. Maybe eventually I can even outsource the hiring, but the training definitely they can do for me because they already know how to do the tasks, okay? And that's the deal is you can grow a bigger business by having that growth mindset, by understanding that people can train other people, people can hire other people. You have to duplicate yourself. You have to replicate your own skills and abilities in somebody else by teaching them what you know and, you know, and over time improving their work, okay? It helps a lot. So if you want to get, you know, a business going, it's a really good idea to make sure you establish that you're going to run into a lot of obstacles and challenges. Okay, and it really takes effort to overcome them. You're going to run into a lot of criticism from different places, you know, and you have to learn from it. And you definitely need to network. And other people that are successful, you know, don't feel threatened by them. Instead, you know, hey, find lessons and inspiration and try to grow yourself more. Okay. Hope this podcast was helpful, guys. Establish a growth mindset. And if you're interested in you know, learning more about high-ticket dropshipping and e-commerce and stuff like that, go check my website out at ecommerceparadise.com. My free niches list is at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. I have a high-ticket dropshipping masterclass. I have a free course. I also have a done-for-you turnkey Shopify store service and a business in a box service where we build your entire business for you. And there's, you know, turnkey Shopify stores available on the website. So go check it out, guys, ecommerceparadise.com. And you can email me directly, Trevor@ecommerceparadise.com, if you have any questions, and I'll respond personally. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode. Take care.